Well, welcome to October. It's hard to know where to begin. So many good things have happened. We just closed a banquet this last Tuesday night in Pennsylvania. Had a wonderful time with friends. Our gap year students are out west on a Navajo reservation, and they come back, and our African Leadership Conference will be taking place when they get here. We've got two wonderful weekends for you to participate in. The Hymn Saying Weekend and the Fall Foliage Weekend, both in October. So go to the website, check those out. If you haven't been to the Lodestar Mountain, man, you need to come and see the miracle on the mountain. And then I leave with a group for Israel on the 12th of October. So deeply appreciate your prayers. That's coming soon. We'll be in Jordan and Israel. Looking forward to a wonderful time. And we've got another trip planned for February. So if you've never been or if you want to go again, check it out. That one's going to fill up really quickly. A number of people have already asked about it. So I hope you're doing well. Tell everybody about winning the race. Keep your drive alive and listen in. Tell your friends about it. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support. God is just doing so many wonderful things, and I could not be more thankful and appreciative for the good job that Scott and Amy Wang are doing. Scott's our new president, and the Lord's just moving in a powerful way. Pray for our nation. I'm praying for a great awakening. After what happened to Charlie Kirk, the assassination, I believe what the enemy meant for harm, God is going to turn for good. And rather than one person speaking, there are going to be thousands that come and represent Jesus well, stand strong for their faith in the midst of chaos and other things that are taking place. Stand for truth, my friend. Speak the truth in love, but stand strong. God bless you. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, I started out the intro statement by asking you, are you called? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, we read these words, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Now, that's known as the Great Commission, and there's a Great Commission text in each of the Gospels and also in the book of Acts. Just prior to the Lord's ascension, you've heard me say before, Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you and shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." And you may say, well, that was to the disciples. But in John 17, Jesus prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciples. And then he prayed for those of us who follow after. And he says in that prayer, he prayed that we might be one so that the world will know. If you know Christ in a personal way, you have been called by God to represent him as a way of life. And I want to challenge you this month to own that. All of us are not gifted teachers or gifted preachers. All of us don't have the gift of evangelism, but all of us who name the name of Christ are called by God to be that effective witness. And that definition that I love, that Dr. Bill Bright shared with me many years ago from Campus Crusade, someone who takes the initiative to present the claims of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaves the results to God. That's my prayer for you this day and every day in the future. Follow hard after him, represent him well in all that you do. God bless you. Hope you have a great day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.